Hey y'all, welcome back to Bucket Hat Boys for a fat from the first time in a while.
It's been a fat fucking minute.
It has. We've been getting adjusted to summer. Mm-hmm. New work schedules, new all that jazz, you know.
We haven't really had the time to make one, though.
We haven't. You know, you thought it's summer, we'd be able to go crazy, but no. We've been busy working, hanging out, partying.
Mm-hmm. Been fun, though.
Hitting on moms. Boom.
We're eating sushi right now from Jewel.
Uh-huh.
Because fucking Jewel sushi is fucking come and a half.
We have juice boxes as drinks.
Mm-hmm. You got juice boxes. I got rain.
The tropical Speaking punch of which, flavor.
No, it's... Oh, the juice box. But cherry limeade rain, if you haven't had it, I fucking recommend highly. This shit tastes like Jesus cummed in your mouth.
Hey.
After...
It's gay month. We can't say Jesus in gay month.
Anyways, this shit tasted like Jesus cummed in your mouth after drinking 10,000 gallons of pineapple juice, and I'm not even upset about it. Like, it's so delicious. Allow me to sip in front of the microphone. Mmm.
Now,
I just cummed.
Summer, when we have been hanging out, has been mainly focused on fishing, partying, and vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Mama Huff, aka Buford's mother, threw a...
Wait, is this ginger?
No, it's not ginger sauce.
No.
What?
Like actual, like ginger. Right here, look.
If it was, I'd already be fucking dying.
Oh, so basically, Buford's highly allergic to ginger, and we don't know if the shrimp has ginger, or the sushi has ginger in it or not. But, yeah.
So basically, I'm
So basically, Buford's beta.
Except, here's the thing. I've eaten ginger knowing I've been allergic to it and just raw-dogged it.
Yeah, but I'm not allergic to anything, so.
That's cap.
What do you mean that's cap? The only thing I'm allergic to, slightly allergic to, is amoxicillin, and that just gives me the Hershey squirts, and that's it.
So, I think we're gonna start with summer. How we're gonna go in depth this how summer's been.
Mm-hmm.
So, Buford got a second job. I work at the country club in a place called Crystal Lake. I'm a groundskeeper, and
basically making fucking hella money.
But it's tiring as shit. It's 6 a.m. to 2:30, 5:30 a.m. on some days.
Yeah.
16 an hour, though, so you can't hate. It's good money.
I was a lifeguard last year for the summer. I'm doing that again this year. We also both still have our home goods jobs.
But they don't put us on for shit.
Well, I've been scheduled for unloading trucks Monday and Wednesday, though.
I haven't been put on a shift since May 29th.
God fucking damn.
Yeah.
May 29th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, basically Home Goods is slacking. I mean, shout out to Home Goods. Like, management is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun as fuck to work there.
But they got budget cuts.
Yeah, so budget cuts, and we hired fucking, like, almost double the amount of employees that we needed.
Mm-hmm. Outside of that, we've been hanging out always, keeping it consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Jersey Mike's Fridays. I don't know if we discussed that ever in any episodes, but it's where I go to Jersey Mike's with some of my friends.
Sometimes I tag along. Sometimes I don't. This is more of a diehard Braden situation.
Yeah. And I consume a Jersey Mike's sandwich. Last Friday, I consumed two sandwiches with the last half being consumed in under a minute, 58 seconds to be exact.
That's fucking insane. Swallow and all?
Yes.
Goddamn.
Which makes you think, how fast could I consume it? With no food in belly.
How fast could you consume this dick?
You've already known the answer to that.
Oh!
Fun fact for you podcast listeners, Buford can suck his own cock.
God damn.
Uh-huh.
Just because it's Pride Month doesn't mean we gotta get into that shit.
You're right.
So basically, here's a little update on me. So I'm joining the Marines, right?
And he wants me to be his battle buddy.
No, I just want Braden to join because I feel like Braden would be fucking cool in the Marines. But
If anything, I would be in the
air. If I swear more, that's probably why. Because I've been hanging around with fucking Staff Sergeant Smith. Shout out to the fucking beast. But, yeah, no, today we drove down to MEPS, which is about like an hour away. So, basically, MEPS is like, you get like your physical, like drug tested and all that shit. But I didn't get my physical today because I had, heat exhaustion a couple summers ago. And that's like a complex medical record. So they just have to review that for a couple of days and they haven't even fucking looked at my file yet. So fuck them. But today we just went down there and I did my ASVAB, which is basically just a military test determining what jobs you qualify for. I did my cyber test, which is basically just like coding all that shit. Pretty sure I got every single one of them wrong except for one, which was like, what the fuck? Like, is a gigabyte or like a megabyte bigger? Mm-hmm. Gigabyte's bigger, right? Okay, cool. So, and then I did a personality test, which is basically just like random ass questions. Like, one of them that came up.
Make sure you're not a psycho.
No, it's just like your personality. Like, one of them that came up was, I don't talk well to outside sources unless they speak to me first. Another one was like, I feel like I go to the gym consistently, but I feel like I could be doing more. Mm-hmm. Just random bullshit like that. There was 156 fucking questions on that bitch. Shit took forever, but it was pretty fun. It was, it's a nice building. Security. I went through the metal detector and it beeped and he goes, that a fake chain? I'm like, nah. So I took off my belt, went through, didn't beep. Chain's not fake. Fuck all you haters.
I'm just going to drink this before work tomorrow.
Oh, that's a valid.
Because
talking about rain, by the way.
Because, like, if I'm... Dude, it's going to be a swelter tomorrow. I want energy.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be fucking 100. That's going to dehydrate the shit out of you.
No. I'm going to drink it and then drink a bunch of fucking water and then go to work. I know how to deal with caffeine, Willie. I know how my kidneys work.
I don't know, man. You're talking to somebody who ingests.
You're talking to somebody whose kidneys overprocess everything like they're fucking drugs.
No.
Anyways, Buford is addicted to aviator sunglasses currently because they kind of go with his look right now. I'm kind of rocking a long hairstyle and a goatee, and the aviators kind of match it really well.
Yeah, guess whose aviators those are?
They're
fucking
Willies.
Mine.
Yeah.
But anyways, hold on. Back to the Marines.
Yes.
Last thing.
Yeah.
I'm going into infantry for my contract, and then 2 years in, I'm going to lat move to Force Recon, which is basically just Marine Special Forces. If I fall in love with it, going to MARSOC, which is the Special Forces of the Marines. Mm-hmm. Not super crazy much harder than Force Recon, but it's MARSOC, which falls under SOCOM, which every single branch has their own special force that falls under SOCOM. Mans is on his third fucking juice box right now.
You'd be like the Navy SEALs and the Marines, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but Marines are fucking better. I bleed green, pussy. Oh my god, my girlfriend got me this fucking sweatshirt that is green, like Marine green with the Marine emblem on it, and I fucking love it. So shouts out to the lady. It's actually amazing. Like, my birthday was, what, 2 weeks ago? Holy shit. When was the last time we did a fucking podcast?
May 20th, I think.
Oh, it's been a fat minute. No, way before that.
It's been a month.
No way we did a podcast May 20th.
I think the last one was the 17th.
Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, no, my birthday was June 1st. It was a fucking banger. Low-key fun as fuck. Mm-hmm. So.
Party time.
So
it's summer. It's kickback time. When you're not working, when you don't get work in the morning.
You're fucking drinking. And fucking. And eating pussy.
And kissing, boys.
It is Pride Month. Yeah. Got me up on that one.
We did cross streams.
Y'all know that Brayden has a brown dick.
Don't say that.
Not even capping. His tip is brown. His tip is white. His shaft is brown. And this man is fucking pale as fucking snow. So I'm gonna explain.
But it's fatter than Willie's.
I don't give a fuck. You got a brown dick, bro. It makes sense if the whole dick was brown, but it's just your shaft. Looks like you, like, were doing anal, but only wore a condom on your tip. If I could, like, I'm not even, like, kidding.
Okay. Anyways, so that night,
this was Saturday evening.
Mm-hmm. Willie, I had to tackle Willie to the ground at one point. I launched him like a good 3 feet when I shoulder checked him.
My fucking thigh still hurts from that.
It was funny though.
Basically, very, very mucho, mucho fun liquids were consumed by both of us.
And I'm going to be very much honest. It was a very good night. Buford still has yet to find his limit.
You don't want to find your limit, bro. I've told you this once. I'll tell you it again.
If I was half a bottle of Malibu away from you.
No, more. I feel like it was more than that. Yeah, because I was chugging the fucking Moscato.
I was too, but Sophie took it away from me.
Yeah, like I chugged, like that much was drinking out of it. I chugged the fucking rest of that and then a quarter of the other bottle.
Yeah, I chugged
the quarter. By the way, wine when you're already drunk literally tastes like fucking kid wine, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And it tastes like water.
Man just fucking downed his third Kool-Aid jammer. Oh my god, he's moving on to the fourth. Holy dick. Holy dick.
Look, I had 3 chicken sandwiches, 2 turkey burgers, and now I'm eating sushi and Kool-Aid jammers.
Mm. Are you going to finish that sushi?
Yeah.
Can I have a piece?
No.
Please?
No. I'm joking. Yes, you can.
Thanks, just baby.
Just take the one closest to the tip because that one was touching the thingy.
The ginger.
Yeah.
The gina. Stuff
that will actually kill me.
The fucking gina.
Oh, can I explain how I found out I was allergic to ginger real quick before we continue this?
Go ahead.
So, there's this place nearby us called Kyoto, and they have a salad where they use a ginger dressing. Now, whenever we went to Kyoto...
Kyoto's.
I would eat that salad.
It's Kyoto.
Kyoto. I would eat that salad, and my throat would get itchy, but I always thought it was the shrimp, because my mom said she was allergic to shrimp. And then one night, my mom made a ginger-based stir fry. I had one bite and I immediately started to have difficulty breathing, and my mom's like, oh, so it's ginger. So we tested it when we went back to Kyoto. I didn't have the ginger salad. My throat was fine, and then I continued to eat the ginger salad no matter what because it tastes so goddamn good.
Bro, ginger salad is the best fucking salad,
because like think, their lettuce ever. Is so crispy. Mm-hmm. And like the salad coats it perfect, the dressing coats it perfectly. It's just so good.
Yeah. I think sushi might be my favorite food. Besides, like, steak and burgers, like, sushi's definitely my top 3 for sure.
Mushrooms that are made in Kyoto next to the steak are gas.
I've never been to Kyoto.
Oh, well, mushrooms that are fried the same way as steak taste amazing.
I agree. Oh, shit.
There's paper towels over there. There's wet wipes inside.
I would fill it with a paper towel.
To our favorite audio listeners inside the phone, Willie just spilled soy sauce all over the damn table.
Oh, it's leaking on my cock.
We're going shopping next weekend to buy shorts for our trip. We're going on vacation in a few weeks. Probably going to do an episode out on vacation.
Yeah. Oh, my God. On a mountain. We're going to Colorado for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Dude, if we do an episode...
Well, not just Colorado. What are all the states that we're going
Colorado,
to?
Colorado, Roswell, New Mexico, Texas. And yeah, that's it.
I thought we were going to...
Well, because we're passing through all the states on the way there.
Oh, like, so basically if we see something...
But our main stops are going to be Roswell, Texas, and...
We're staying in the hotel from The Shining, and I'm so fucking excited.
For 2 nights.
So basically, if we see something cool on the way, are we just going to stop and be like, yo, that's pretty dope.
And...
Continue.
If we get any videos of hauntings, or if we decide to do a video podcast, we're gonna upload it on YouTube.
All right, fuck it, I'm with it.
Podcast in the haunted hotel.
Oh my god,
that would be sick.
We need to find a fucking empty ballroom. Mm-hmm. And do some ritual type shit. I'm trying to get possessed, bitch.
Ghostbusters type beat.
Oh my god, I got sushi on my fucking shirt.
Aw,
that shit looked like fucking blood. Diarrhea. Yeah. Bro.
So, back to the party story. Buford was staring at the stars and telling science facts to people all night.
No, to one person.
Well, multiple people
asked. Who, keep in mind, was a female.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, though. It was fun. And then we tried to sneak away to Shamrock to go look at the stars. Shamrock is a park nearby. And Buford was going to spit more star facts, but decided that we got yelled at, like, halfway there.
Y'all ever, like, be doing your thing, and then the next day your tongue fucking hurts like a bitch? Cause that's what I'm feeling right now.
Give me a paper towel.
Yeah. Here you go. I'm not done yet. Okay.
I was just sipping some more Kool-Aid jammers.
I'm so pissed I got fucking sushi on my shirt.
I'm so pissed that you didn't make out with me last night.
Bro. I don't know. I don't have a reason for it. We're just kind of cleaning shit up right now.
Yeah, sorry listeners. But it was a good night. We woke up in the morning. We all kind of chilled out.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I dropped Braden off back at his house. I went to... Fuck, what did I even do? What was this, Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday. Oh, no, we went to Planet.
Mm-hmm. You went home.
Yeah. took some pre-workout. Got changed,
and then we went to Planet Fitness for a back and by workout.
Yeah, so basically Planet in our town is giving out free member. I don't know if that's, like, nationwide.
It's nationwide.
Oh, yeah, so, like,
if you're under the age of 19 and there's a Planet near you, go online, search up free Planet membership under the age of 19, give them your info, bada bing, bada boom, you're good for the summer.
Like, a free membership. Obviously, you don't get, like, the black card, which is, like, the fucking, oh, fuck yeah. Sorry, Brayden just gave me his last piece of sush.
But you get access to all the workout equipment, which is amazing, because Planet Fitness has a lot of really good machines.
Mm-hmm. Not for legs, though.
Not for, I mean, they have leg extensions, but that's like, they have the leg plate thingy. That
leg press?
Leg press, yeah. But everyone hogs that machine and puts like 30 plates on it.
Mm-hmm.
God, I mean, it's been, summer's just felt like school, except more freedom.
Well, for you, because you're waking up at a set time every day.
I mean, yeah, but let's be honest, none of you guys hang out till after like 2 anyways.
That's cap. Well,
besides you and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, still, like, none of y'all hang out till after 2.
Speaking of my girlfriend, we went to, dinner with her mom's side of the family. Like, I don't really know the relationships. There were a lot of uncles and shit. There was this one dude who was in the military who was dope as fuck to talk to. And I was supposed to go to fucking Colorado with them to his house. But I have a fucking wrestling camp, so I can't go. Which kind of blows, because he's pretty dope.
Wait, we could probably visit them while we're in Colorado.
Eh. I mean, I met him one time. It's not like mm-hmm. I have a really good relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, so... Fuck. Music. I've been getting into more, like, classic rock and heavy metal recently.
Yeah.
And, oh my god, so something weird's happening, y'all. The manifestations of me becoming a dad are fucking crazy. Like, I'll start with this. I've been listening to more classic rock and heavy metal, like dad music, right?
Mm-hmm. I've been teaching Willie how to properly fish, which he can use as dad info.
I fucking woke up at 6:30 to go fishing, guys. What fucking 17-year-old fucking does that?
Patrick with stopboards.
Yeah, because I went fucking with him.
Uh-huh. I'm on my 6th jammer, by the way.
Holy dick. But no, like... For example, like, so my dad's check engine light is on. So he's taking my car to work because he works like 40 minutes away. And I'm driving my dad's car and I'm like, oh shit. And also, I've been told now twice that I look like a dad and it's freaking me out. So, like, I don't know, man. I might have to like triple wrap if I'm gonna fuck. Nah, I mean.
You know what? Let's research these dad effects after our ad break.
Nah, we don't need no ad break yet. We only 18 minutes into this shit.
I will literally make out with you and call that an ad break.
No.
All right.
So, basically, fishing's been going good. I caught a couple big-ass bass.
Broke his rod already that he bought less than a week ago?
Yeah. I was fucking bringing it into my house, and the garage was opening at the same time, and my monkey ass accidentally stuck the tip of the rod through the slots in the garage, and I snapped the tip of the rod off.
Yeah.
But it's fine. I got a protection plan for $14, and basically I get the entire thing refunded.
Yeah, and you can use that to buy any rod at the same price in store, or just use it to put it towards a higher-priced rod and just pay less for it.
We'll go to Dick's. When we go shopping, we'll go to Dick's.
Yeah, because I know how the payment protection plan works, because I used to work there.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's just... Summer really hasn't been that eventful. I saw the new Jurassic World movie.
I disagree with you. I think summer's been very fucking eventful.
I mean, it has for Buford. This is the first summer where I've really drinking, but...
Not even, like, drinking, but, like... I don't know. I guess it's different for me, though, because I've been out and about. Like, I'm fucking making steps with the Marines and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm swearing in literally in a week.
I've just been making fat stacks of cash, that's all.
Yeah.
But what was I saying?
Jurassic World.
Yeah, so I saw Jurassic World. This was a crazy movie theater experience, by the way.
What theater did you go to?
I went to Crystal Lake.
Oh, okay.
So, first thing that happened, we get in there. 2 people are in our seats. We ask them to move, they move. They're really nice about it. We don't have an issue. For the first whole hour of the
movie... Pardon the interruption. Brayden's wearing his aviators right now, and I can't tell if he's looking at me or not.
I'm not. I am now. Oh. I'm now. Anyways, a baby was crying for the first whole hour. My mom said, please leave, and then they left. Then they came back in and said, we had stuff in their seats. My mom was like, we literally asked them if they wanted us to move our stuff, and they said no. And then the guy's like, oh, okay. And then I went to the bathroom to take a piss, and there was a guy throwing up literal chunks. Like, I'm talking, like, he threw up 20 plus times, and each time was around 5 to 10 seconds long, and it sounded like you were entering a gallon jug into the toilet.
That is fucking disgusting.
And then he was still throwing up while my mom went out there, which was like 5 minutes later.
That is fucking disgusting.
Then, at the end of the movie, I grabbed my pretzel bites, and I put my whole fist into the cheese slot on the tray. And the lights turned on, and my hand was just yellow.
You lick it off?
No.
You lick it off like you lick my
movie hole. Cheese, when it's cold, it was sitting...
Oh, you had cold cheese on your hands?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Because it was at the end of the movie.
Did you know that your tongue is fucking blue? Do y'all know how fucking hard it is to make your tongue blue from drinking fucking Kool-Aid? Brayden's tongue is bright fucking blue right now.
God, what am I on? 7?
Oh my... Bro, chill. You're gonna have a fucking panic attack.
I literally take Benadryl for fun. Oh, we're doing that this weekend, by the way.
I don't know, man. I might just, like... Not.
Why?
Because, bro.
Do you not want to trip on Benadryl with me?
I mean, as fun as that sounds, I'd have to take a lot of fucking Benadryl to trip on Benadryl.
You really
would. Oh. Oh.
Fuck. Sorry.
Me.
Oh.
Oh. Sunset looks dope as shit.
There is no fucking sunset.
Look, the clouds are a different color, okay?
Oh. You mean clouds aren't all the same color?
Okay, you know what? Oh. Why am I hearing this from a crayon eater?
What'd you call me? I could kill you with one hand.
Unlikely.
I disagree with that. If I had one hand tied behind my back, I think I could figure out a way.
I would beat you to shit before you could do that.
That is cap. You don't even match Paul, let alone Luke. I fought both of them, and it took one of them holding me down and one of them kicking me in the head to calm me down. Speaking of which, oh, let's talk about that. That was a funny fucking experience.
That was like a year and a half ago, wasn't it?
That was 2 years ago in the spring. So, oh my God, no. Holy shit. 3 years ago. Freshman year.
Freshman year summer, you're right. Holy shit.
No, it was over spring break, right? Holy shit. Wow, time flies.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, we're gonna be fucking... Oh my God.
Was it freshman spring break?
Yes, it was freshman spring break.
That's right, because you wouldn't let anybody touch you afterwards.
Correct. Who the fuck is this? Some jackass pulling up in a fucking... Who the fuck?
Who is that?
I don't know. Anyways,
some random person just pulled up to my house.
So, basically, right... I don't know how it started, but I start fighting with Luke. Like, so this was in my mom's house. She's got cement floors.
Who is this dude? Oh, it's Rayon.
Oh, it's Ray.
It's Rayon.
The fuck is Ray doing?
He has the cowboy hat.
Oh. Anyways, one of our friends. I'm going to continue the story. So basically, we're on the floor, right? It's concrete floor. Luke and I are going at it. He's on top of me, but I have him in, like, my guard. So, if, for any of you people who know jiu-jitsu, so basically, my legs are over his hips, and I'm just fucking swinging. Swinging like there's no tomorrow, right? Like, fucking crazy. I hit him in the top of the head. Like, he's ducking down because he can't do anything. He's trying to hit me. Like, he's trying to hit me, but he's fucking fat. He doesn't know how to punch. But when he connects, it fucking hurts. Anyways. He's trying to hit me. He can't because his head's down. So I'm just fucking wailing on this bitch, right? Paul fucking gets home, runs downstairs, starts fucking beating on me, puts me in a chokehold. So then I don't even know what Luke was doing, but Paul put me in a chokehold. Then fucking I like rolled. Yeah, no, I rolled and then got out of it. Started fucking kicking and punching. I was fucking biting bitches and shit. I was like, Jesus Christ. And then eventually... I got on my belly. Paul kneeled on my neck like fucking George Floyd. Rest in peace. But goddamn, this is exactly what the fuck it was. I got out of that fucking... So he had surgery on his knee. Like a like a year and a half before that. So I got out of that, grabbed his knee, fucking twisted it. Bro was out for the count, right? And then Luke held me down, like he held my arms down. And Paul came up from the side of me and just fucking kicked me in the fucking head, right? Like hard as he fucking could. I don't know. I think he kicked me twice. And at that point, I'm like, holy shit. I can't even fucking see right now. So anyways, that was over. Cops were called because my mom doesn't know how to fucking not call the cops. And then I go to the hospital, whatever. They check me out. Nothing's wrong with me. I just have a fucking, like a legit half a softball on the side of my fucking, like on my eye. It was fucking, it was actually dope as hell. But like, I could not see out of my eye for 3 days. And then on the fourth day, I was able to move my eye. Not like my eyeball, but like open and close it and shit. It was actually kind of a vibe. Because I was like, I was living, like, I went to my aunt's for the entire spring break. So I was there for, it was spring break of Monday. And I was there until Sunday evening. And then, you know, it was chill as fuck. But I would, like, wake up, couldn't even open my eye. Like, it was all pussy and shit. It was actually kind of a vibe. Watched movies and ate fucking, like, caramel popcorn the whole time. It was, like, they didn't even talk to me about it, too. This is my favorite aunt and my, the uncle, like, my aunt's husband is a CFO for a hospital. So, like, he handles, like, their bank shit, which is something that I could see myself doing after the Marines possibility. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's that story. It was kind of funny as fuck. And so I believe I won that fight.
I believe you did too. If it's a 2-on-1 and they requires that much restraint, then yeah.
Well, but I told you the whole story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence why I'm coming in now and giving my opinion.
Yeah, I just told all of them. But yeah, no, it was actually kind of fun, and I'm down to do it again, honestly. I feel like I could take them both this time. Like,
I
not,
think Paul's gotten weaker.
And not get kicked in the face. So Paul's my oldest brother. He's fucking, what, like 5'9", 5'10". Mm-hmm. I'm 5'11", maybe pushing 6 foot, maybe not. I don't know.
You're, like, right on the line.
Yeah, like 5'11", and 3 fucking quarters, right? And I'm the widest one in my family. Like, I'm even wider than my dad, and he's 270. Just because I fucking hit the gym like a fucking sick cunt. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, I started running recently because I have to get in shape for the Marines. I have to tread water. By the time I leave high school, I have to be able to tread water for 2 hours straight.
Oh, it's an hour and a half.
With weights. It is an hour and a half, but like, I'm going to do 2 hours just because that's...
Well, you're a lifeguard, so you could start training for that now.
Yeah, I will. I was going to go to Peterson today, which is like our beach, but I'll just do it tomorrow because I don't work tomorrow.
All right, smart move.
But yeah, no, that's pretty much it. It was actually kind of a vibe though. Freshman summer. This was when I was doing cross country. I was like maybe 150 soaking wet. And these fucks were both in football, right? So if I could take them then, holy shit, the damage I could do now.
Mm-hmm. Because Will's already outlifting Luke by a fair amount, by like...
So, okay. So here's the deal, right? So Luke is a year older than me. He's 230.
He has the records for lifts in the school right now.
He had the only record he has is hand clean. So he's 230, like
he broke the bench record for a day, and then someone else broke it.
Oh yeah, he's like 6'1", 6 foot. I don't know. We're like the same height. So, and he does football, right? I am. Let's just 5'11". Mm-hmm. Let's just say that for now until my physical. 5'11", 180 some days, 175 some days. His hand clean's 310 minus 300, and I still have another year. So basically, that record is mine.
Mm-hmm. His bench was, the bench record's 315.
He got 310. Mm-hmm. No, he got 315.
He got 310, but then some other kid broke 315 next. Oh.
No, he got 310 for hand clean, 315 for bench, because I remember.
Oh, okay.
It might even be 320, actually.
All right.
But the record at our school for bench is like fucking 4 or something.
Oh, shit, actually?
Yeah. He just got on the board with that.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so now I feel like we're going to recuperate a little bit, think of some more ideas, and we'll get back to you after the ad break.
One more thing before we finish. Buford has a resting heart rate of 48 beats per minute. That's all I have to say. My heart rate.
We'll talk more about that.
Yeah, after the break. After. And we are back from the ad.
Sup, bitches.
Hello, monkeys.
Sup, bitches.
Buford's gonna watch out. There's children.
What's up, dude? There's
children. Watch out. Watch your language. Oh. So, we're gonna talk about Buford's resting heart rate because I feel like it's a flex.
No, wait till you hear what the real flex is.
48 beats per minute is my resting heart rate.
And tell them the real flex.
Which is what?
The extra valve?
I don't have an extra heart valve.
You fucking capper.
I don't.
You told me you fucking
when?
What do you mean when? When you told me you had a resting heart rate of 48 beats per fucking minute.
I never said I had an extra valve.
That's cap. You literally told me that.
I don't have an extra
valve. Yes, and you showed me on the fucking diagram.
What diagram?
Holy fucking shit. It might not be you.
It's definitely not me.
Who the fuck am I thinking of? I don't know.
Anyways.
Some person... Wait, oh my god. I think that was at work. Some fucker told me he has like an extra... No, that was you.
No, it wasn't.
I swear to fuck.
You're tripping, man.
Dude, no. No. Somebody told me you have a fucking... Either you or somebody at work told me they have an extra valve and I'm 80% positive it was fucking you.
It's not. I
because you pulled up a fucking diagram and you're like, yeah, no, basically it's right there, but it doesn't fuck up the flow.
That definitely wasn't me.
Bro, that's fucking cap. You're lying to me
I'm
right
not
now.
Lying.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
You're a capper.
If I
Your
had,
life is a lie.
If I had this diagram. No, please, I need that for tomorrow.
That sucks, doesn't it?
You at least let me taste it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that does taste great. Holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways.
Yeah, no, Buford just experienced God come.
I don't have an extra heart valve, but I do have a resting heart rate of 48 beats per minute, which means it literally takes longer than a second for my heart to beat, which I think is sick.
Yeah.
Because most people's sleeping heart rate is around 40. So, God. Dude, Black Ops 3 Zombies.
Dude, under... Bro, with the DLC, like the Zombie Chronicles?
Yeah, the Black Ops 3 was like the last really good install. I mean, Cold War had its hits, for sure. Cold War brought, like, on the first map of Cold War, it definitely did it right. It did it right. But after that, it was just like, what are you even doing now, dog?
Yeah.
But in terms of Black Ops 3, I feel like Black Ops 3 was kind of the last big hurrah of zombies. It's where it should have ended. I mean, Infinite Warfare Zombies... had some hits, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm low-key, that and Black Ops 3 Zombies duke it out for me.
Advanced Warfare Zombies was a complete mess.
Yeah.
Ghosts, Call of Duty Ghosts had a Zombies-like thing where it was aliens.
I'm just...
complete mess.
I'm upset, because Zombies is by far my favorite thing to play on COD. I'm just upset that we haven't had a good one since Black Ops 3.
I know.
Nah, mean?
Do you remember the Special Ops missions in Modern Warfare 3? Where, like, you play different, like, story missions, but they had, like, different of, like, events and quests.
I didn't play Modern Warfare 3.
Okay, well, there was one mission where you had to sneak through, I think it was Paris, in the night without getting spotted.
Mm.
And I got the 3 gold stars, which means you snuck through in under 3 minutes without ever getting spotted.
God damn. Motherfucking Spec Ops right here, bitches.
I love that mission. And Modern Warfare...
Remastered. I fucking love the campaign on that game.
I know.
By far best campaign I've ever played.
For Modern Warfare Remastered?
Yes.
Not the new Modern Warfare. There's two different things.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, the new one, whole really great campaign.
Yes, by far.
The acting, great. Storytelling, great. And it makes me hyped for Modern Warfare 2 because we've had 2 years straight of bad COD.
Yeah.
Like,
very controversial, but yeah.
Because Cold War
had... too many bugs.
Too many bugs. Like, on launch, there were bugs that ruined the game.
Yeah.
Multiplayer filled with hackers.
Too many fucking broken weapons in that game, too. They fucked up Warzone, too.
COD World War II, the new World War II, died out after, like, a week. No one talks about it.
Died out after, like, a year.
The new World War II? The one that released after Cold War?
They released another one after Cold War?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Exactly. Holy That's shit. What I'm saying. It died out instantly, and everyone shat on the multiplayer...
Apparently, my tongue fucking hurts. Sorry.
Is it because of the caffeine?
No, it's like the bottom of my tongue. Like I have a canker sore.
Oh.
Fucking hurts.
STD head ass.
Yeah, your mother's.
Anyways.
Sorry, Brayden.
But just, yeah. I mean, campaign-wise, Modern Warfare, like the OG Modern Warfare, great campaign. The new Modern Warfare... great campaign. Black Ops 2, amazing campaign.
I didn't play Black Ops 2 either. I didn't get a fucking gaming system until middle school.
Okay, I'm just going to go down the list then. Modern Warfare 3, great campaign. Modern Warfare 2, mediocre. I mean, it was really controversial because it kind of started the whole debate.
Actually, Black Ops 2 Zombies was low-key fun as fuck.
It was. It was really fun. The Alcatraz map.
Yeah.
It had a lot of revolutionary things that it did really well, mm-hmm. and it led into Black Ops 3, and Black Ops 3 made it even better.
Pack-a-punched hammer. Oh, my fucking God. You're set.
Transit was cancer, though.
Transit can eat my ass.
Like, it's iconic, yeah, but the reason they had fog was because they literally made the map too big.
Yeah.
But remember the bunker in the middle of the corn maze?
Maybe.
You had to jump out of the bus, and then you had to run through the corn maze to get there.
Oh, yeah, and the fuckers would eat
the monkeys? Yeah. I hate the monkeys.
Hey, it's Pride Month, man. You can't be racist.
My bad, G. Black Ops 4 Zombies was hitting a miss.
Black Ops 4 Zombies, they didn't have zombies for Black Ops 4.
They did.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, because that was the fucking, what was it called?
Blackout. No, they had zombies for Black Ops 4. It
did.
There was a Colosseum map. There was a Titanic map.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they
low-key, the only fun map on Black Ops 4 was Mob of the Dead.
Mm-hmm. Because it was the only one that was actually an OG Zombies map.
Right.
The rest of the ones were like
just... Oh, they didn't have a campaign.
They didn't. Yeah. That's what they didn't have.
Yeah.
You had a campaign through unlocking characters.
Yeah.
And you could play the like mini stories.
I thought Black Ops 4 multiplayer, I think that's my favorite multiplayer I've ever played besides Modern Warfare.
Advanced Warfare had a really fun multiplayer.
Infinite Warfare was kind of hated on, but I disagree with all the hate. That was like...
It had a great campaign.
Yeah.
It really did. Infinite Warfare's campaign lets you make a lot of free choices with, like, your loadout.
It was...
Your, like, everything.
I think people just didn't like the fact that it was weird.
Another future game.
Yeah.
Like, because at that point, we had Advanced Warfare, Black Ops 3, Black Ops 4.
Yeah, but, like, this was different, though. Like, I feel like, one...
We were flying jets. Literally. We were flying space jets.
And, like, I think Infinite Warfare... took too much hate for what was
the content. It had a really great story, too. Like, right. I got connected to a robot.
Right.
Named Ethan. It was Ethan, right?
It was Ethan, yeah.
And, like, I felt sad when he died.
Bro, the opening scene on that campaign, uh-huh. when they're on the ice and this helmet gets kicked,
uh-huh.
that's fucking legendary.
It is. It's literally, like, the game makes you feel for the characters. Like, it develops a bond.
Right.
You and learn who dude, you play
the
as.
Fucking, the visionaries on that game,
mm-hmm.
legendary.
And then I think what led into that was Advanced Warfare. Because Advanced Warfare, you had the freedom of movement with the grappling hook
mm-hmm.
and the exosuit.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a first. Like, I mean, yeah, Titanfall, but Titanfall didn't have a dedicated campaign before Titanfall 2.
Mm.
Titanfall 2, amazing campaign, by the way. Love the game.
I haven't played Titanfall 2.
Play it.
Yeah, but, like, I don't have the time.
Willy, the campaign takes maybe 14 hours at max.
Yeah, but, like, I legit don't have the time.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't picked up a PS4 controller in a solid 2 months.
You played Minecraft.
2 months ago.
No, like, 3 weeks ago.
That's cap.
No. You literally said you were grinding the craft when me and Nate came over before my first day of work.
Oh, I guess.
Anyways.
But yeah, no, y'all know that little, for the guys out there, y'all know that little 1 to 2 month Minecraft addiction you get every year or so.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes half a year.
And then if it's on a server with the boys, it immediately ends in war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I got full netherite, got a beacon, didn't kill the ender dragon. I'm wearing a cowboy hat now. Okay. Fucking with it.
It's Mama Huffs.
Mama Huffs. Goddamn. Motherfucking slap me sideways and suck my dick.
When?
Right now.
Okay.
Mm. Can we talk about sex?
No.
Yeah, let's talk about sex.
Willie, I don't think we need to.
Let's talk about sex right now.
Okay.
So, basically, when a man loves a woman, they fuck.
He'll release a facehugger, and the facehugger will implant eggs in the woman.
Don't tell them that, Buford. So, basically, when a man loves a woman loves a woman, or a man loves
dude,
a man.
Dude, I'm sorry. I thought they're not going to believe in anyways. They're not going to know we're aliens.
Hey, don't fucking tell them.
Dude, we're the cowboys, okay? Have you seen the movie Cowboys vs. Aliens? Nobody expects the cowboys.
Can we watch that tonight?
No, I have to go to bed soon.
What?
I have work.
Fuck you.
We can watch it Friday night.
No.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, no. Pretty fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
Sex.
Why do you want to talk about it?
Because I'm horny as fuck.
I am too.
Holy shit.
Actually, no, I'm not going to continue on that because, like, you know, yeah. But sex is cool. I think sex is overrated, though.
It is, because if, take it from Buford, it is overrated. It's good if you really like the person you're doing it with, because then, like, you can truly be intimate, but outside of that, it just feels waste of time.
Right, like, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I'm kind of like, so basically, if you're looking at me from the outside, like, you've never met me before, just from the way I look, you're going to think I'm an asshole who hooks up with anybody he can.
He's not. He's a very loving man. He took care parties, of me. He took care of me right after.
And parties 4 days a week. So, basically, I don't really. I mean, like, yeah, I fucking love the party. I'm not an asshole. At least I like to think I'm not an asshole.
You're not an asshole.
Okay.
You're not.
Okay. Yeah, I'm fucking horn dog, but I'm a 17-year-old kid. Give me a break.
Who has massive amounts of testosterone inside of his body.
Holy shit, dude. My test levels have been so high recently. It's fucking crazy.
Crazy.
Great. Saw, dude.
Oh, Buford got a really big compliment the other day. He
talking about the golf milf?
No, I'm talking about...
can we talk about the golf milf?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
So Buford, I went to go visit an old friend, and the said old friend's mom said, "You look bigger."
Oh.
And
there was a lot of trouble with said old friend.
But still, I was chilling. Friend's mom said, and I quote, "You look bigger. I love the hair." I felt very confident in that moment. And this was the day I got hit on by a golf milf. So it was the beginning of the Women's Open on Thursday at the Crystal Lake Country Club.
Women's Open fucking legs.
94 women playing on the tournament. Lowest pars move on to the next bracket.
Yeah.
And this one, I knew she was milf because she had two daughters with her. And I was in the
hold
middle.
Hold on. What? Let me preface this.
Uh-huh.
Brayden, all Brayden had to say was golf milf, and I was like, was she blonde? He said, yep.
Yes.
Was she wearing a white skirt? He said, yep. Was she wearing a neon shirt? He said, yep. Did she have tits? He said, yep. So basically, it's like your average, like, cliche golf milf.
Right. So Buford was there pulling baby saplings out of the ground because we were in the middle of de-weeding the course. Because
you be fucking babies, bro?
No.
Ew.
What?
Ew.
I said no.
Ew.
That means you do.
Ew. This man fucks babies, bro.
Anyways, let me finish.
This man fucks babies.
So I was pulling the tree out of the ground, and this one was really deep in there, and she was like, "You having trouble there, cutie?" And I'm, and you know, Buford's blushing at that point, and I pull it out, and she said, "There you go, cutie. Good job." And then Buford overloaded already. I threw it in the
hold
car.
Hold on. Explain what you mean by overloaded, because to me that sounds like you fucking nutted your pants.
Close.
You're joking. Holy fuck.
Anyways, Buford goes up. I put my de-rooted sapling in my car. And I start small talk. And then after a good 5 minutes, throughout the small talk, she talked about my eyes and my height. So, you know, great, great things. Buford got interrupted by said woman's daughter, who came over and said, "Mom, this is embarrassing. You have to stop." And she goes, "What if I don't want to?" And then she gave me her number, and I've yet to text that number.
She gave you the way?
Yes.
Actually?
Yes.
And you haven't fucked yet?
Really?
What you doing with your life, man?
Oh, I told her I'm 18, by the way, too. So, yeah.
Are you?
No.
Oh.
Willie, what do you mean? My birthday was literally December. I'm 17.
Sorry, I'm just used to being the baby. I'm used to being a year younger than everybody.
Oh, that's crazy.
Because, like, I'm the youngest in our group.
God, you truly are a Marine.
Why?
Your brain just doesn't understand civil time.
Bro, you better stop talking shit about the Marines.
What do you mean? Four of my best friends are from the Marines.
Are you in the Marines?
No.
That's why. You can only talk shit about other branches when you're in the military.
Okay.
That's why I only talk shit about other branches, like, for fun, behind closed doors, because I'm not sworn in yet. I'm swearing in next week, though. I'm excited as well.
If Buford joins the military, it's either going to be the National Guard or the Air Force. Air Force, because Buford can literally fly a plane and he'd be a sick cunt.
You're too tall.
Fuck you.
You are.
I know I am. I could fly a VTOL Osprey, though.
Ospreys are fucking amazing machines.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I could fly an Osprey. That'd still be sick. I could fly a Tomcat as well. Because the F-14's cabin size can fit me. I can't go into an F-35 or F-22, though.
Bro, we're in his garage right now with the fucking door open, and these goddamn mosquitoes are fucking with my love.
I'm surprised they're not going after me. I literally have the blood type that is universal.
And you fucking chugged 8 fucking Kool-Aids.
7, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
you know what it might be?
7, what?
Because I lotioned my legs today.
Oh, they might be. They might smell the sweetness of it.
Yeah. The sweetness of my fucking cum.
Okay.
Sorry. Bro, what am I going to do?
But what?
You're fucking going to bed.
Oh, like, well, I don't know. Go home, watch a Netflix show.
Bro, I fucking hate going home.
Oh.
As much as I love my dad, but like my brother's going to be home and I fucking hate hanging with my family.
Sleep on Buford's couch or something. Go to work with me in the morning.
I bet.
Be like, hey, I want to help y'all for a day. And I'll just like give you half of my paycheck for that day.
Actually?
Yeah.
But I don't want to.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm probably just going to lift, run, probably swim.
Tomorrow's my break day because I've been lifting 5 days in a row.
Then tomorrow's not your break day. Wednesday's your break day.
Why?
Because 6 days in a row. 6 out of 7, baby.
Okay.
You're...
What?
I don't know.
I think we've exhausted our topics.
I think we have exhausted our topics.
Oh, well. I mean, at least we got to... stare at each other's lips moving up and down.
All right, bro. You didn't have to go there.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Don't be whispering it after that, man. Bro, these fucking mosquitoes are actually killing
skaters?
Me. These goddamn
these
skaters.
Damn skaters.
These damn skaters.
These damn skaters.
Do your best Queen of England impression right now.
Are we talking World War II version or currently 97 version?
Current? She's 90 fucking 7?
They're 98, one of the two.
Holy shit. Why? Let's go with Let's hear.
Where do we want the one from the Minions?
Oh, definitely the one from the Minions.
Gru. Right. Now I gotta get in character. Gru. Kevin.
You sound like the fucking Joker right now.
Let me finish it, damn my gay.
Sorry.
Well. Hello. Okay, I'm on the right track. Hello. 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 Hello, Kevin. I see you've pulled the sword out of the stone. I think it's called Excalibur. You are now the King of England. And I liberate my position to you. Bye-bye. I take my corgis with me.
Ah, banana. Blatoop.
Okay, now let me do my best Batman impression.
Martha! Martha! No, let's hear the
Obama impression?
Yeah.
Michelle! Michelle, I drank 7 juice pouches. And Al-Qaeda, well, they're on my front door. And Michelle, let me tell you, Al-Qaeda is not a friendly business. In fact, when I was a lawyer in Chicago, Chirac, Al-Qaeda, they caused a lot of trouble. They almost caused a 9/11 with the Sears Tower. And, Michelle, I know your father worked there. And Michelle, let me tell you, that's not very groovy.
It's not about the money, Batman.
Oh, there's the Joker.
It's about sending a message. It's about creating fear. Creating fear in their minds.
Y'all should see the way this man's mouth is moving right now.
Now let me tell you. You give a monkey a paw.
Joker!
You give a monkey a paw.
Where is it? Where's the Joker?
You give a monkey a paw.
Where's the Joker?
Oh. You give a... Give a monkey a bomb. Well,
where's the monkey? Where's the monkey bomb? Where?
Have you checked your mansion, Bruce?
My name isn't Bruce. It's Martha. Martha.
Have you checked
Martha Stewart?
Have you checked Alfred's bed, Brucey?
Yeah. So I slept in. I slept in Alfred's bed. I slept in Alfred's bed. I slept in Alfred's bed. Last night.
Brucey.
What?
Where's that little girl toy of yours, huh?
Where is she? What you doing there?
She's in my bed. No. She's sucking on my toes.
No.
And guess what?
No.
She calls me a sussy baka.
No.
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 Joker, what do you think your neighbors think of us?
Well, Betsy.
I think they think we're crazy.
One of them said hell and I didn't tell.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to go shoot up with them? Joker?
Don't call me Joker anymore, boy wonder.
Fucking clown.
Did I tell you I killed Jason Todd?
How does my burp smell, Joker?
Just like the bitch I fucked last night.
No. Who?
Martha!
No! Where is she?
Michelle.
What did you do with Martha?
Michelle.
Barack Obama, this is a serious global crisis.
Martha.
The Joker stole my girlfriend.
Michelle, get Martha on the line.
You have Martha's phone number?
Al-Qaeda. Yeah, your girlfriend Martha. She's actually Al-Qaeda.
No.
Al-Qaeda.
How could you do this to me?
Brucey wants him.
I've been... Hello?
This is Brucey you're speaking to, by the way, Al-Qaeda.
Hello, Al-Qaeda?
Yes?
Martha?
Yes, Brucey?
Martha, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, they offered to bake me a pie down here in Iraq.
Martha, you better get your fucking ass back here.
I don't like that tone, Brucey.
Martha, they're a terrorist group. Do you want to be a fucking terrorist?
And you're a millionaire with a tank. I don't see the difference.
I'm a fucking billionaire, you son of a bitch.
And Elon Musk is a trillionaire. I don't see the difference.
Elon Musk does not exist in this universe.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
What about Iron Man?
Iron Man doesn't exist in this universe. This is DC, not Marvel.
I'm Peter Griffin.
Who do you think would win the fight, Martha? Me or Iron Man?
Well, he has a metal suit.
Or Iron Man?
Iron Man.
I plan for everything.
Well, he's Tony Stark, Brucey. I think, you know, he's got the lead on you.
Michelle, this conversation is getting quite heated.
Barack, talk some sense in this fucking woman.
Al-Qaeda, or Martha, whatever your name is. Tony Stark is in fact irrelevant.
Tony Stark has a fucking goatee.
He doesn't fund the government like
Tony Stark.
Like Bruce Wayne does.
Tony Stark got poison from palladium.
Batman made his own suit in a garage.
I'm a fucking billionaire.
Iron Man made his own suit in a cave. Actually, wait, Iron Man did make his own suit in a cave with a bunch of missiles and scraps. Bruce Wayne made his in a fucking garage with billions of dollars.
Did Iron Man buy a fucking hotel for his strippers to swim in the pool?
No, he bought an F1 racetrack.
No comment.
Did you put a satellite in space? No, you built the nuclear reactor core that almost destroyed half of Manhattan.
I handled the fucking Joker.
Iron Man handled Thanos.
Iron Man did no such thing. He needed a team. I work alone.
Why is Catwoman there?
Catwoman doesn't exist in this universe.
Are you sure you just said you handled Joker and every
Catwoman,
time?
Catwoman is a side piece.
What about Martha?
Martha left me for a group of terrorists.
No, she said she was just there for the pie, Brucey.
Yeah, the fucking cream pie.
No, she said it was apple bottom pie.
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Boots with the fur, Brucey.
Batman out.
Obama down.
Betsy. You're not catching me this time.
Goodbye, y'all. Thank you for listening.
Michelle out. Obama out. Barack, bye-bye-bye.